It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Crews are making some progress on the biggest of Colorado's active wildfires. The Pine Gulch fire is 7% contained, but the fire keeps growing even while firefighters extend those control lines that the flames won't cross. Here's Fire Information Officer John Peterson.
We'll add more lines on a daily basis saying this is contained, but the fire is growing. So proportionally, it's still staying about 7%.
That fire near Grand Junction has burned more than 85,000 acres. Wildfire smoke is keeping the air hazy over parts of the state. That's especially bad for children and older people, pregnant women, and people with respiratory issues. Dr. Barry Hammaker is chief medical officer at Vail Health.
The biggest thing with the smoke is really avoidance. Stay indoors as much as possible. Keep your windows closed. No heavy activity outdoors.
There's more about Colorado wildfires at CPR.org. Monday was the first day of school for a lot of Colorado kids. Their schools are trying a patchwork of different approaches to attendance. At the Harrison 2 District in Colorado Springs, students up to fifth grade have the option for in-person learning. Monterey Elementary School Principal Erica Tunson says kids who are at school are adapting to wearing masks and keeping apart.
It is hard for kids, but our teachers have been really good at reinforcing it just to keep kids apart in line. They're telling them, put your elephant trunks up, which means put a hand out so that you're far away from them.
Some of the district's older students are learning from home. People around Denver will hear gunfire late today. The police department is testing a system to recognize gunshots and their location and alert 911 dispatchers. The tests are going on around downtown, Civic Center, and Capitol Hill between 4 this afternoon and 10 o'clock tonight. The gunshot detection system is meant to improve police response time. This is CPR News.